Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the gunman who killed 19 children and two adults yesterday in Uvalde, Texas, warned on social media minutes before the attack he intended to shoot up a school. Abbott saying, however, at this point, there is no indication the 18-year-old gunman, Salvador Ramos, had any history of criminal or mental illness.
There has been no criminal history identified yet. He may have had a juvenile record, but that is yet to be determined. There was no known mental health history of the gunman. He used one weapon, which was an AR-15, using 223 rounds.
Meanwhile, as Abbott was speaking, he was interrupted by Democratic gubernatorial candidate Beto O'Rourke, who blamed the Republican governor for doing nothing to prevent gun violence. Speaking after the event, O'Rourke said the time for action is now.
They want us to do something right now. I want us to do something right now. We can do something right now. But if we continue to accept this, then it is on us. It's not just the governor's fault. It is on us.
Abbott is among those scheduled to speak at this weekend's annual National Rifle Association Convention, which is being held in Houston. Meanwhile, the mass school shooting in Texas renewing the push for stricter gun laws in the U.S. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports Senate Democrats are pleading with their Republican colleagues to find a path forward that would make these types of events less likely.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer made an emotional plea to his Republican colleagues to reach a bipartisan agreement that would strengthen the nation's gun laws.
Please, 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 damn it. Put yourself in the shoes of these parents for once.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's horrified and heartbroken over the attack.
It's literally sickening, sickening to consider the innocent young lives that were stolen by this pointless brutality.
Senator Schumer says he plans to bring up legislation that would expand criminal background checks for potential gun buyers. The measures passed the House in 2019, but were blocked by Republicans in the Senate. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
All of those taking part in the Federal Reserve's policy session earlier this month agreed that a half a point increase in interest rates was needed to combat escalating inflation pressures. That's according to newly released minutes from the meeting. This month's 50 basis point increase in the Fed's benchmark overnight rate was the largest rate hike of its kind in 20 years, with additional similar-sized rate increases likely at the Fed's next meetings in June and July. Stocks, meanwhile, moved higher on Wall Street despite the Fed minutes indicating more interest rate hikes are likely on the way. Tech shares rebounding with the Nasdaq up more than 1.5%. The Dow is up 191 points today. The S&P 500 closed up 37 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Boeing's Starliner space capsule is coming home after a six-day mission to the International Space Station. From member station WMFE in Orlando, Brendan Byrne reports it's a critical test before NASA astronauts fly on the new vehicle.
The uncrewed test flight's objectives were to show NASA the space capsule is safe to carry astronauts, demonstrating the vehicle could fly itself to the space station, dock with the orbiting lab, and test critical communication systems on the Starliner capsule. The first attempt at such a test in 2019 failed when a software issue prevented the spacecraft from making it to the station. An attempt last summer was delayed due to faulty valves on the vehicle. This latest attempt wasn't without issues. Two of the vehicle's 12 thrusters shut down while in space, and hiccups during the final moments of Starliner's approach to the ISS delayed the initial docking. After review of the test flight, astronauts could be on the next flight later this year. For NPR News, I'm Brendan Byrne in Orlando.
Head of the Food and Drug Administration testified today about a series of setbacks that appear to be to blame for a months-long delay in inspecting a baby formula plant, which is at the center of a nationwide shortage. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf is facing questions from House lawmakers probing the ongoing shortage. Califf saying that a COVID-19 outbreak at an Abbott formula plant led the agency to delay its inspection of the facility from late December until January. There also were apparently delays in following up on a whistleblower complaint alleging serious violations at the plant. Crude oil futures prices moved higher today. Oil ended the session up 56 cents a barrel to close above $110 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.